the Chicago field office set a new record seizing more than 24,000 packages of illegal drugs last year. Obviously, you can read into that two ways. Number one, good job. Glad to get those, off the streets and out of the hands of children or civilians. But does that also indicate that there's more people, there's more volume of drugs coming into the country?
Yeah, there are more parcels coming in every year. All the shipments we see through our express consignment courier operations, the hubs like FedEx, UPS, DHL, but also through the international mail. It's an ever-increasing volume. And as that volume increases, so do the drugs that we catch.
So how is it that you're able to figure out that these drugs are in these packages? Obviously, you can't tell us all your secrets, but I mean, is it technology that's being used? Is it dogs? How do you go about finding these?
Yeah, we use a good mix of different layers of technology and experience that all factor together to help us interdict these things. The first thing is targeting, right? We have a lot of advanced information on these shipments that are coming in that we can sift through and identify things that look suspicious before the package ever even arrives here. We use that information and segregate some of those things that are higher risk and make sure we take a good look at those. But then the other things, just the general stream of packages that aren't necessarily high risk because of the targeting data, our officers are able to look through those. We x-ray those. We scan them with our dogs. We use all these different methods to identify and interdict these dangerous things.
Is there any kind of drug in particular that seems to have the biggest spike or some trend that you've been noticing?
In Chicago, the biggest thing we've seen a lot of is ecstasy and MDMA. It seems like we seem to get a lot of that, but we also see a lot of the more traditional narcotics, heroin, a lot of heroin, LSD, cocaine. We see a lot of synthetic cannabinoids. And, of course, the big thing that we're always looking for is fentanyl or any of the fentanyl analogs or precursors, very dangerous and lethal drug.
You find them, you isolate them once they arrive, but where does the investigation go as far as figuring out who sent this and where that package came from?
Yeah, so sometimes that's a little bit difficult for us because the information on the package or in the system for who sent it, we're limited on the quality of that data. And so we work with our law enforcement partners both in the United States and internationally to try to go after some of these organizations that are sending stuff here.
Can we assume then that, I mean, you're only looking at items that are sent internationally to the United States, or are these domestic-to-domestic shipments?
No, we're exclusively focused on things that are coming internationally into the United States.
Okay. And so when these planes or however they arrive into the United States, that's when they go through your processing. And it could be anywhere from Mexico, Canada, to Europe, to Africa, wherever?
Yeah, I think particularly in Chicago here, because O'Hare is a globally connected airport that has flights from every corner of the globe, we see shipments come in from literally each one of those corners, whether it's from the continent of Africa or from Pacific, Asia, certainly South America, even North America, Europe. We see it coming from everywhere.
I mean, is there any particular region that needs to be scrutinized more than others, or does everything go through the same process?
Everything really goes through the same process, and for our part of things, the reason we do that is because once you focus on one area, if we're focusing on things coming from Asia, for example, very easy for the organizations to reroute and transship their items through Europe, let's say, so that the same shipment that used to come direct from Asia now flies through a city in Europe on its way here and masks the way that it gets here, but it's still the same shipment. It's still the same concern that we have to be on the lookout for.
You guys are getting smarter with your technology, your ability to sniff this stuff out. Are the drug dealers getting better as well? Are they advancing? Are they trying to stay a step ahead of you?
They are. They're always trying to modify the chemical composition of these, especially the synthetics. The concealment methods are interesting because sometimes they're so brazen that they don't even try to hide it. It's literally just in a plastic bag or sometimes double wrapped inside of a package. But we do see some of the more unique things where people take old video game cartridges and secret the drugs inside of those, or where they'll package up bottles of lotion or shampoo and have vials of steroids inside of those so that they're very hard and messy to get out. But we see those on the x-ray, and it's very easy for our officers to detect.
So from your perspective, would you like to see 2019 be able to secure more of these drugs or seize more of these drugs, or would you like to see that number go down, meaning that maybe the bad guys aren't trying to get stuff into the United States?
Yeah, I think really for us a win is either one of those. But I think we're, as much as it's coming in, I don't think we've hit the point yet where we're catching absolutely everything. We have to get better about stopping everything and addressing the fact that there's such an enormous volume for us to go through. We're trying to find that one little shipment that sticks out and get as much of it, interdict as much of it as we can.
You guys are looking for more than just drugs too, right?
Absolutely. We're looking, especially at our mail and courier facilities, we're looking for narcotics, we're looking for intellectual property rights violations, counterfeit goods, we're looking for agriculture intercepts, pests, dangerous pests, and even live animals sometimes that are trying to come into this country through those mechanisms.